Shlishi. And now the Bnei Yisrael were up against the sea, with the Mitzrayim coming on the other side. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ma titzak elai? Why are you being marech and going into a prolonged tefillah, a prolonged prayer? Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yisou. It is not time to daven a long davening now. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael and take action. Let them travel. That is one pshat in Rashi. Ma titzak elai means why are you davening for such a long time? Another pshat Rashi says is Ma titzak. Why are you davening at all? Elai is like olai. Olai hadover tali. It's tali. It's dependent upon me. Don't tell me what to do with my children. I know what to do with my children. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the b'nei Yisrael and let them travel, and they have nothing to fear about the sea being in front of them, because they have their schus avos and also their own merits that they went into the midbar with tremendous emuna that the sea will be split before them. V'yata and you Moshe horemes maticha. Raise your stick uneteis yadcha and lift your hand al hayom over the sea uvikaehu and split it. The avoyu bnei Yisrael b'sechayam bayabasha, and the bnei Yisrael will come into the sea onto the dry land. Vani hinani mechazik es lev Mitzrayim, and I behold will strengthen the hearts of the Mitzrayim, even though they see the sea splitting. Still, the avoyu acharehem, they will come after them, after the Yidden. And I will get my honor through Parai, his army, his chariots, and his riders. And the Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. When I get my covering from Parai, his chariots, and his riders. One has to understand why there is a difference in Lashonos in these Psukim. If you go back to Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Dalet, over there it says, V'kavda b'parei uv'chol cheloi. I will get my cover through Parei and his army. Now in Pasuk Yudzayin it says, Parei cheloi richpoi uv'farashov. And then in Pasuk Yudches, it only says, Parei richpoi uv'farashov. So for some reason there is a difference in each of these psukim in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get his covered from. Va'yisa malach v'alikim, ha'holich lefnei malach machane Yisrael. And the Malach Hashem, that would always go before the Machane, the camp of the Yidden. Vayelech me'achareihem. But now it went behind Klal Yisrael. And the purpose of that was, when the Mitzrayim were shooting arrows and catapult stones at Klal Yisrael, the Malach Ha'alekim would catch these stones in order not to harm Klal Yisrael. Vayisa Amud Ha'onon mipneihem. And the Amud Onon that usually went from before them, Vayamud me'achareihem, and it went behind them. This took place at night, after the Amud Onon finished its job, and the Amud Esh took over. The Amud Onon, instead of leaving, went behind Klal Yisrael, and besides for catching the arrows and stones like the Malach Ha'alekim did, it also caused darkness for the Mitzrayim. And this was the seventh day of Makas Choshech, because we saw earlier in Parshas Bo that there were only 6 days of Choshech. 3 days that they could not see each other, and 3 days that they could not move. What happened to the seventh day? Every Makkah, we know, served for 7 days. And the Mepharshim explained that the seventh day of Makkah's Choshech took place over here by the Yom. And the Amud Onon came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of the Yidden. And the cloud caused darkness and thickness of clouds for the Mitzrayim. Vayor es halayla, but the Amud Esh lit up the night for the Yidden. Lekorat ze el ze kol halayla, and the two camps did not come close to each other the whole night. And the pasuk continues with Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayet Moshe es yodai, and Moshe stuck out his hand al hayom over the sea, even though by the tzivoy, by the commandment, it says in Pasuk Tezayin that Moshe should stick out his stick, and over here it just says his hand. We said already earlier in Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo'i from Reb Sadya Goyin that sometimes the Torah is just Mekatzer, but really every Makkah was done with a stick and sticking out his hand. Vayolech Hashem es hayom, and Hashem drove the sea, Beruach Kodim, with an eastern wind, Aza, which is the strongest of all the winds, the wind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the Rishoyim. Kol Halayla, this wind blew a whole night. Yosem es hayom lecharavo, and he made the yam into dry land. Vayibaku hamoyim, and all the waters in the world split. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'seich hayam b'yabosho, and the b'nei Yisrael came into the sea onto dry land. Vamayim lohem chayma, and the waters were for a wall. Miminom umismaylam, on their right and on their left. The waters hardened and became a wall to their right and their left. Vayirdufu Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim chased the b'nei Yisrael. Vayavoyu acharehem, and they went after them into the sea. Koil sus pari, every horse of pari. Rashi notes that sus is lashon yachid, because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu it was as easy as killing one horse. That's how easy it was to fight against the Mitzrayim. Kol sus pari, every horse of pari, richboi, his chariots, ufaroshav, and riders, el toich hayom, they all came into the sea following the Bnei Yisrael. Vayehi, and it was bashmeres habayker, at the morning watch. Rashi explains that the night was divided into three parts. Each part is called an ashmera, a watching, since by each one of these thirds, the Malachim said Shira, and each one had to watch to get to say their Shira on time, so each third was called an Ashmeris, and it was in the Ashmeris HaBoker, the last third of the night. Vayashkev Hashem El Machane Mitzrayim, and Hashem looked harshly at the camp of the Mitzrayim, as Rashi explains in Parshas Vayera, that whenever we see a Lashon Vayashkev, it means a Lashon of looking and destroying. So Hashem looked in a looking of destruction towards the Mitzrayim, Ba'amad Esh Va'anan, with the Amad Esh and with the Amad Anan. The Amad Anan caused the floor and the dirt of the Yamsuf to turn into mud. And the Amad Esh heated up this mud and caused the hooves of the horses to fall off. Vayohom Es Machan Mitzrayim. And he confused the whole camp of the Mitzrayim. As Rashi explains, with different noises, they became in a state of confusion. Vayosar Es Oifan Markavoysov. And the Amad Esh burnt off and removed the wheels of the chariots, so that there were no wheels, and when the horses pulled the chariots, it was such a bumpy ride that the Mitzrayim's bones became dislocated. Vayinahagehu Bechvedus. And Hashem led the Mitzrayim in a harsh manner, midah keneged midah, just like the Mitzrayim had a heavy heart and acted in a way of kvedus, so too did Hashem pay them back by yinahageu bechvedus and dealt with them in a manner of kvedus. Vayomer Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim said, Anusa mipnei Yisrael, I will run away from the Yidden, ki Hashem nilcham lohem b'mitzrayim, because Hashem is fighting for them b'mitzrayim. Rashi says two pshatim, either against the Mitzrayim, or Hashem is fighting for them in the land of Mitzrayim. Because just like the Mitzrayim that were by the Yamsuf were getting punished, the Mitzrayim that remained in the land of Mitzrayim were getting the same punishment. And the Medrash says that they actually saw each other. The Mitzrayim by the Yam were able to see the punishment that the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim were getting, and therefore they were saying that Hashem is fighting for the Bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim in the land of Mitzrayim also. So we see, even before Kriyas Yamsuf, many Nisim happened for the Bnei Yisrael. Firstly, the Pasuk says that the arrows and the stones that were shot from the Mitzrayim at the Bnei Yisrael were caught by the Amad Anan. Secondly, there was the seventh day of Choshech that took place by the Yam. Third of all, the dirt of the Yamsuf turned into mud, and the Amad Esh made it hot, so it was hot mud which burnt off the hooves of the horses. There were also loud noises that caused confusion for the Mitzrayim. And last, it says that the Amad Esh burnt off the wheels of the chariots, causing the Mitzrayim's bones to become dislocated as they rode on this bumpy ride in these chariots.